This is Mike with Super Smart Web Profits, and thank you for tuning in to another Power Hour. We do have some exciting stuff to talk about tonight, some new things that we have found online to help you get better exposure for your product or market. And I do have Tori with me tonight, who is...
Hi, Tori,
I was just going to try to explain what you do, but you do so much for us. She helps with the websites, obviously, the Super Smart Websites. And she's also helped me come up with a couple creations that we're going to show you here tonight. So Tori's got a little bit of a cold tonight, so she said she wanted to try to keep quiet, but she is here. So thanks, Tori, for joining us. And just for the beginning, because I know there's quite a few people here that are just joining us for the first time on the Power Hour, and I want you to understand the interface that you're using. You can ask questions anytime that you'd like to ask questions. And you just need to ask them in your GoToWebinar interface, and you can send. And if you want to minimize this little control panel, you can click this little arrow right here, and then you can click it again. It will blow it back up. And if you ever lose audio in this call, because it is voice over IP, just switch back to use telephone, and then switch back to use mic and speakers, and it should reconnect for you. And if you have any problems, just sign off and then sign back in again, and that should work for you as well. So welcome to the show, and we're going to talk about getting better exposure online using better marketing and better tools. But first, the question is, how are you standing out from the crowd? And let's face it, I mean, as soon as we get a lead, when you present your offer or your product to any customer, you do have to separate yourself from anyone else. In many cases, the homeowner is already a little negative because the realtor or investor before you promised them a quick sale and top dollar, and here they are months later, and their house is still for sale. They most likely, they as the realtor or investor, probably just took a picture of the house standing in front of the yard and drove away, and that person maybe never saw them again. But what we can do when talking to a new client is we have to stand out, whether we're buying a property or whether we're selling a property that we already have. And there's only two ways, I believe, you can compete. And you can compete on price or you can compete on value. I don't think anyone here wants a discount, so let's talk about the second one, showing extra value. The homeowner needs to know that you have a plan that is different than anything else out there. Take good, high-quality pictures. Take videos of the property. Video is so important nowadays, especially on the Internet. Show the homeowner past postings and properties that you have marketed and sold, and show up with good-looking material and a marketing plan. Now, there's several types of marketing you can and need to do online and offline. Number one is attractive online brochure pages that drive people to your website and or product pages. Now, I say product pages because there's a lot of sites out there that you can, like blogging, for example. You can post your own pages and products, and you can drive people wherever you want on the Internet. You also have to create offline brochures that catch people's attention with a call to action. Again, whether you're buying or whether you're selling. And creating emails so that they not only get delivered, but they get opened and read. And also in those emails, you need to drive people to your website and or product pages. Everything that you post online should have a backlink to your website or product pages whenever possible. So knowing all that, I've created a kill four birds with one stone method. How do you get to the top of the search engines cheaply? This is number one. Well, creating blogs and ads online with backlinks to your website or product page is very important. What is a backlink and why are they so important? Well, let's take a look at one of the blogs that I've created, and I'll just make it real simple and show you what a backlink is and how it works. When you post anything, let me go find my blog here. When you're posting anything on a blog site or a marketing site of any type, when you create a link to to your website. That's called a backlink. So for this little ad that I did, I created in my name right here, there's a backlink. It says with Mike Barnes. But when I click that, it actually takes you to supersmartwebprofits.com. That is exactly what the search engines consider a backlink. So what search engines do on the Internet is they go through all the different sites that are out there, and the more backlinks you have to your website, the more popular your website is on searches. So it's kind of like a race to see who can get the most backlinks to their sites. And how do you create a blog for your product? Well, there's several out there. What I suggest you do, I mean, most of us here listening tonight are in real estate, but if you go to Google, for example, and I was to click sailboats, let's just say sailboats, and then you click a space plus blog, and what will happen is it will show up all these different blogging sites that are out there, and you just have to find one that you like that's easy to use and post blogs. Here's a sailboat blog. So virtually for anything we do, there's blogs out there. Now, the ones near the top here, obviously, are probably the better ones because they're at the top of the search engines. So for real estate, you can do the same type of thing. You can go real estate plus blog, and all your top real estate blogs will come to the top. And there's several. There's quite a few out there, not just the ones that I'm going to show you tonight, but whatever one you use, use it and backlink to your website. So I'll just go over real quick what I'm going to cover on this call for everybody. And again, you can ask questions anytime you want, and I'll try to do my best to answer them throughout the show for you. First, where and how to use free online software to compress and edit photos, plus create backlinks to your websites with those images. Now, the keywords here are free and backlinks. And you can compress the, what I'm going to show you here in a little bit. I'm pretty impressed with what we found online. Number two is how to upload and link those images to your online and offline marketing material. Do it once for everything. So when you have a photo, you can upload it online, and you can use that photo for everything. And how to post your marketing material online using templates and, again, creating backlinks to help you in the search engines. And lastly, how I believe you should be properly using autoresponders. So let's start here. And again, I'll answer your questions, so let's get started. This is an email I got yesterday at 5:30, and I hid the person's name. I didn't want to embarrass anybody here. I didn't want to pick on anybody. But this is a typical property flyer that or email that I'll see. I get them all the time. I'm sure you do as well. But there's this, if you notice, there's no links anywhere in this email to any place. In fact, what he says, or she says, is this email, please reply to this email and include your name and contact information. Well, your chances of doing someone doing that, and I'm sure somebody will, but you're really limiting the amount of traffic you're going to get with an email like this. I took this same email, and I dressed it up a bit. So this is the email I did. Now, I'm just, I guess because of the color and the links that I've created in this website, I feel my chance of somebody opening this email and reading it are a lot greater. Plus, you can have a link to a video. When I click the property page on this, it actually drives people to the property page. And I also have a link to my main website. So I'll click the property page just to show you what happens, and it takes them straight to the property page. Now, this is where you can have all your videos, all your information, and that just gives you instant credibility as opposed to reply to my email and give me your name and phone number. And I hope everybody agrees with me on that, but that seems to be the way to market on the Internet nowadays, is to create those links and drive people to your website and instant credibility. Here's an auto reply. Now, I said earlier how I think you should best use auto replies. I'm not a big fan of auto replies. And this is kind of a good reason why. Now, I'm not picking on anybody here because I've seen several auto replies that are almost identical to this one. But if you have a customer that's submitting anything to you and because I'm an important task, I'll check my emails twice a day. I think it's better not to send an autoresponder. You're basically telling that person to go shop online and continue shopping because they're not going to hear from you. Anything like this, I think, is a negative towards customers. And I have hundreds of examples, but I'm not going to go through them all with you. I have several auto replies that I've created. And this is, again, just to help everybody get more leads and look a little bit more professional. These auto replies aren't so professional that you still don't look like you're, you know, the mom and pop shop if you want to remain small. But they do create a little bit more flash, and they allow the customer to look at these and go, and, you know, yeah, I'll open that and read that. It gives you just a little bit more credibility. And I've already created many, many auto replies, and I'll give you an example of a couple here and how to use them. I'm just going to open up the first one here, which is I tried to contact you. Many times we try to call a customer. You get the answering machine for whatever reason. Well, I'd like to send them an email letting them know that, hey, I tried to contact you. Well, here's a template that I can use in a number of different ways. The first way, if you're using Microsoft Outlook, which I, again, highly recommend everybody does, I can go to the File tab and click Page by Email. And no matter who's using this template, you can type in your own company name in here. We buy houses. You can put in the customer's first name. You can edit this however you like. Once you have it edited the way you want, you can save it, so every time it comes in here, it's exactly the same the way you like it. And you can even upload your own image into that graphic, and I'm going to show you a little bit later in the show how you can do that. But here's a nice little auto-reply, or I call them an auto-buy as opposed to an auto-responder, because you are replying manually, but it is more personable with that customer, and a little bit more flash that allows that email to be opened and read. Now, I'm going to show you, with as a super smart customer, how easy these are to use as well. All I need to do is right-click on this page after you've created this auto-reply, and I'm going to go to View Source. And I'm just going to copy this whole source that's in here. Copy. Let me copy the whole source. All right, copy. And I'm going to go to the back office of our website. Now, let's say this was our first communication that we had with a customer, and every time I go to reply with a customer, I have to type the same email message. It just takes up time. I have 15, 20 leads to go through perhaps, and I want to make this as quick as possible. Well, for my first contact here, I'm going to, with the auto reply with the SuperSmart, there is an upgrade called auto replies. If you don't have auto replies, I can switch to the HTML editor, and I'm going to paste in that auto reply that I just copied, and there it is right here. And now, again, if you haven't edited already, you can do your editing from right in this, this what we call a WYSIWYG editor. Now, let's say that you have auto reply. You want to create an auto reply message for this situation. Well, I'll go through here and look for my one for I tried to call you, and in this case, I don't think I have it in here, so I'm going to go ahead and add it. I don't have that. Tried to call you one. So I'm going to go to Add Edit Auto Replies. And we'll just create a new one real quick, and I'll call it first phone call, no answer in my auto reply name. First call, no answer. And I'm going to go to the HTML editor and simply paste that in there. And I'm going to go to normal just to look at it and make sure it's exactly what I want. And again, this can be edited beforehand, but you can change this at any time that you want to. You can edit the information that's in here. Well, my subject is, sorry I missed you, or whatever you would like to create there. And I'm going to slide down the page. I'm going to create a signature. I'm going to add my default signature and click Add. That's how easy it is to use these auto replies. And after it's in here, anytime that we have that type of a situation, then we can use that stored auto reply. But what's really nifty here is we have some default fields that this system will automatically fill in by default. What I mean by that is when I go to choose my auto reply message, and I'll choose the one I just created, which is first call, no answer, And I'm going to close the window. Notice my subject is already in the message. But notice this. My name is autofill, and my property is autofill. So what that gives is just that extra personal touch that I don't have to take the time to do that every time. It's automatically done for me. And it also prevents me from sending out auto-reply messages to people that aren't specific to their situation. Especially today, you can really do more harm than you can do good by sending out just a generic auto-reply to people. So I came up with quite a few, like I mentioned to you. I have one in here for a non-motivated follow-up, that one that you, that customer that you get that wasn't motivated today, but maybe is motivated in the future, and several more. And what that will allow you to do is just be automatic and be personable, because you're actually paying attention to the reply that you're sending the customer. And we're going to come up with at least 20 of these. I've come up with 12 so far. Next thing I'd like to talk to you about is how to get your videos and photos online to insert in your emails and your online articles. Now, first, videos you cannot put into an email, but you can link to videos. Very popular, and it's very easy. The place that Tori and I found online, and we've become quite fond of this little place, it's called photobucket.com. And I know there's several places similar to this on the internet, but we created all of our auto replies and all of our templates to work with PhotoBucket. And all you need to go is photobucket.com, create a username and password, then there's one more page you need to fill out, and then you're in. And I'll go to my page here and kind of give you an idea what you can do in here. Almost all of the editing that I've done on all of our flyers and the intro to this show I did with PhotoBucket. And you can create several albums. I have my auto reply album, email images, houses. So I have them all separated so they're easy to find. And I'll just go into this houses one. And what's also very nice about this is that if, like the SuperSmart website, if your photo is bigger than 1 meg, which, by the way, is a huge file, then you can enter it into this. You can choose that file. It will take it and compress it into whatever image you would like to compress it into. And we built all of our templates around these different sizes so that they all fit. You don't have to do very much editing at all. So you just go to choose your file, and you click upload, and it compresses it into the perfect picture. If you're using a super smart website, I would suggest compressing it into a 320 by 240, and then you can use it very easily. But any other picture that you have of properties in here, you can do some really cool editing to them. I'll take this sample 2 photo here, and I'm going to click edit and show you all the different features that you can do. The first is, you can resize the image, you can crop the image, you can decorate the image and add frames. So in this one right here, if you just want to crop the image, you click crop and you go to the image and you just pick the area you want to crop. And there you go, there's your new picture. In effects, a couple of these effects I've used just to add a little bit of pizzazz to the picture, is you can do like a cartoon style. It automatically takes that photo and creates it into a cartoon drawing. I believe that's the one I used in the intro of the show. I'm going to cancel that. We're going to move to some other stuff. In the decorate part, I can create borders around this. And you can resize the borders, all these different border templates. And I arrange the thickness of the border. I can change the border color. And you can also change the corner designs of the border. I can make them round or very round. So there's all these different features. I'm going to go back to effects and go to more, because there's several others here. And it's fun to play with. I've kind of spent a lot of time on here playing around. Another feature I like on here is the fun cards, or insert a face. I'll go to fun cards here, and we're going to click the center of the image we're going to use, and it's going to load these different cards that you can print out. So you can put your face in here, and put a text comment, a lot of different styles in here. I guess it's getting near Christmas time, so we have some Christmas stuff in here. But nice little things you can do, get creative with that. The insert a face feature, there's actually a bit money cards in here where you can put your picture in here, and you can send these things out. We buy houses or however. We pay cash for houses, however you'd like to do it. But this is a really cool site. You can create posters. I like this. I've done a couple like this. And, again, you can change all the colors on the right-hand side. It really doesn't take, well, in other words, you don't have to be a rocket scientist in order to use this. It's pretty darn simple. And then all you have to do is either save a copy or you can replace the original copy. Now, I'm going to go back to my other pictures here real quick, and I'm going to show you what you can do after you upload the photo. They'll be in here in this type of a fashion right here. But if you notice, underneath each of these, there's what's called a direct link. So when you get the photo in here the size you want it, you just click it, it's copied, and go to a web page and paste that link in there, and there it is right there. I can save that, right-click, save picture as, and save it to my hard drive, and I've compressed it to the size that I would like to have it. So there's all these different neat little tools in here you can use, but this copying the direct link is very important, and I'll show you why in a minute, because that's how you that's how you link your property flyers and all that to these photos. There's one other thing I should show you too, is when you do add a photo, and I'll go ahead and do one right now. I wasn't going to, but let me do it just for the heck of it. Let's add this one right here. Well, after you've added the photo, you can create what's called, I've been talking about it all night, a backlink. And what you do is you create a title, and I'll put 1 hour home buyers image one. Description, we buy houses. And this, again, will be all in the search engine, and you never know how these people are going to find you. Of course, I would make it more descriptive like that. But here's the key one right here. Cancel that for a second. Click here to add tags. This is for the search engine. So you can go, we buy houses, or we sell houses, or whatever. Sell your house fast. And that goes into the key, into the search engine, so it'll be picked up. And then if you want to make that link, that image, when somebody finds it, because they may find it online, make it linkable to your website, and this is the backlink right here, www.onehourhomebuyers.com. And that's it. And this is just how you're going to frame the picture. And let's capture it all here. And then I just click save. And boom. Now I've uploaded an image that I can use anytime. It's right now, it's on the internet. I did something wrong with my tag here, but that gives you a warning right here. I must have been talking and typing at the same time. But that's really how easy it is to do. So now you have your image online. You can go to all of your albums, and all of your pictures are there. So now that we've uploaded photos, you've put them into the size that you want, now they're going to be much easier to use on your website, and they're going to be much easier to use on all of your different flyers and postings. So let me give you an example here of how this works. Here's template 4 for selling your house, for example. And this image right here, all I have to do is link it to that image that I put online. And it's already in the perfect format for you to match the image size that's in Photo Bucket. And once again, you create these templates and you put them exactly the way you want, they're done. You just save it. It's done. You can use it over and over for different properties. And they're so easy now to post online. The SuperSmart websites, you obviously have a property one that you can use, but there's a lot of sites out there other than your SuperSmart website that you should be posting these and creating backlinks to your website. So let's talk about where you can post them and why or how do I post them. So I'm going to go ahead and go to one of the blogs that I use quite often. And it's kind of funny, too. I kind of laugh about it a little bit because these blogs that I enter in there, I also get at the top of the search engine. I recommend Active Rain. There's lots of them out there. Do that to Real Estate Plus Blog, space plus blog, and do a search, and it will pull up a ton of them for you. But this is the one that I use, and I'm just going to show you real quick how this works. I'm going to go to my home. And I'm going to go to post a blog. Right over on the left is post a blog. And now that you have the HTML version of that property flyer, I put my title, House for Sale in Sugar Hill. And I'm going to switch this from WYSIWYG to HTML. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back my property flyer, which is right here, and just right click, and again, we'll help you change these images if you need help with this and stuff like that, but I'm going to go to view source, and I'm going to copy this tag. So you really don't have to know very much about what's here. It's kind of like an electric switch on the wall. You switch it on and the lights come on, and you don't have to run down to the electric company to figure out why or how it works. You know it does. So I'm going to go back to my HTML editor on my blog and just hit Control V. And that pastes, or paste, however you'd like to do it, that pastes that in there. Of course, you want to edit it before you put it in here. But now you put your tags in here. This is for the search engine. Sell your house fast. House for sale. And you put all the tags that you think people are going to be using when they go to find a house. Now, visibility in this case would be public, and this is why I love Active Rain, because I can get right down to my community. I can go Georgia, and then it's going to ask me what county. So we're in Gwinnett County, so I just find Gwinnett. And it's not only going to post this property out there somewhere in cyberspace, but I've also created backlinks. I've also created... It's out there now, so people in the Active Rain community, all these other real estate agents and people are seeing this as well. 111,000 members. When I first started just a month ago, there was 109, I believe. But there's other places in here. Now we can put a topic, house for sale, however. Your categories. This is going to be for consumers because you're advertising a listing. And then... going to be an outside blog, and then you just post your blog entry, and it's posted. Now, I'm going to go up here, and I'm going to change mine to a draft because I don't want it to go public, and I'm going to go ahead and post this so you can get an idea how easy that was to do. And again, we'll show you in another lesson how to change your title and your tag, but there's the blog, and I didn't link the images because that's what we're going to teach you later on. But to give you an idea of some of the other ones that I've put in here just as we were testing these and how they'll look, I'll show you real quick. So here's one of the property flyers we have. Of course, those would be your images in there. And here's another one that's just listed. And Tori's come up with lots of these. So, and they're really all, they're flashy, they're cool, and they're effective. All right, so that's how you do that. And it's take a look at something real quick before I move on. All right, so what about offline marketing? Well, everything that we do online, we need to duplicate it offline. So with an HTML version of a template, like I was just showing you, those you can't use for printing flyers and stuff that you need to have in offline marketing. They won't print correctly. So I'm going to show you real quick what's different about them and how to use them. So here's a flyer link that looks pretty similar to the ones I was just showing you. But this is in Word. So now I can print, and they're completely printable in print format. So it's not going to exceed the page limits or anything like that. You need to keep it just like it looks. Now I'm going to show you real quick here how easy it is. And you don't have to be selling real estate. You could be selling motorcycles or selling whatever you want and replace everything in here. So this might be 5495 Eagle Street or however you want to put it in here. Your asking price, you can change however you want. Your image, I'm just going to pick an image and watch this. Watch what happens. I'm going to go to insert picture. And I'm going to put a picture in here that's huge. Let's put the front yard. This is a huge file. This is 689 by 517. And it changes everything. Well, don't be worried. This is how easy it is to edit this. I'm just going to grab this photo and shrink it down to the size that it needs to be. I put it a little small. I want to go a little bit wider. And now, boom, I've got it. That quick. So with this one, I do the same thing. Insert. Picture. I'm going to find my picture, and here's the big one again. It messed up the formatting, but I just grab that picture and I shrink it down. But if you've done these pictures in a photo bucket and then you've put them in the right size and saved them to your hard drive, that's kind of an unnecessary step, but I was just showing you there really how easy these tools are to use. And now I have a nice property flyer with the front yard and the backyard. I can put in all my selling points right here. It's already done for you. Selling point one. If you don't need some of these selling points, you can just go in here and delete them. And there you go. So let's just go to a print preview and see how this looks. And there's your property flyer. And again, Tori has come up with several templates. We're going to always be coming up with more. Let's see if we have any questions on here. Okay. So I hope that was easy enough for everybody to understand. And then once you get that, you can save it as that property flyer and send it out, print it, put it up on your local bulletin board at the grocery market or wherever there's bulletin boards, put it in your flyer box in front of the house and stand out a little bit from all those other people marketing. Now, the other thing, too, is you can take these property flyers, and you should be taking when you're going into a person's home, when you're presenting to them that you buy houses, what you do, when you're showing them all these nice templates that you've created for other properties, show them other properties that you've posted online. Show them what you've done with your website and posted the properties on there, and it just gives you that much more credibility when dealing with the customer. So how do you create templates? Well, if you know how to use Word, of course, you can create your own offline flyers. And if you know how to write HTML, you can create your own auto replies and online brochures. And Tori and I are going to be doing not too much. We don't get too deep into it, but we're going to teach the basics on some of the HTML that you need just to survive today, basic tags that just will make your stuff stand out that much more. That's going to be upcoming. And if you don't know how to do these, use HTML or write in Word, or simply just don't have the time to do it, then Tori and I have made it really, really simple for you. We've created 20 auto-reply templates, and that also includes the property email template that I showed you at the beginning of the show for emailing out property flyers. This is it right here. So here's that email. And you can, again, edit these however you like. I like adding videos to these because just get so much more click-through traffic on the videos. And those 20 auto-reply templates that include the property email template, it's only $129.95. 10 marketing email blog promo templates. Those are the ones with all the property images and stuff that you can actually post on blogs and put wherever you want out there in the internet and backlink to your website. $129.95. We also came up with 10 offline marketing templates. These are in Microsoft Word. And those are the ones that you print for your property flyers and put in front of the house. And you can get all 10 of those for $129.95. When you add that up, it's $389.85. However, we have a pre-release special offer. We're still tweaking the templates. Dustin's very critical about the stuff that we put out to everybody, so He's still reviewing them for us, making sure that we don't need to do any edits on them. And you can pre-order these now, and I'll save you $30 on every one of these templates. Plus, it saves you close to $100 if you were to order all three. So you can order from supersmartwebprofits.com templates, and you can get all three. Well, if you wait, it'll be $389.85. The pre-release special offer is $299.85. But for this call only, just for the folks that are listening on this call, I have a special for you, $249.85. That's for all three. 20 auto-reply templates, including the property email template, 10 for your emails, your HTML for your emails, blogs, and promotional templates, and 10 marketing. Now, this should be property flyers. I made a little typo here, but these are in Microsoft Word, so that these are the ones, again, that you print out and you put in your property display box in front of the house. And if you order tonight, if you order all three, you'll save $140 from what we will sell these for when we do have them finally released and ready to go. And you'll save $30 if you just like to order an individual package. And have a good evening, everybody, and God bless.
We started back in May of last year doing this. I think 60% of the people in the room had their own laptop. Anyone want to take a guess at what the day is? 100%. Oh, you're the first recipient of a super smart mug. Standard websites. Logging into your back office, there's three different ways to log in. Anybody know those three different ways? This is for a super smart cup.
Full jump.
All right. Well, there's three. There's the standard, what we call the standard login, which is, I think, what most of you use. There's a secure login. That doesn't give you a super smart cup now.
And a
PDA. That's pretty darn close. Did you name each one?
Yeah.
Well, here, have a secure cup. Give it to you anyway. Good job. All right, so the standard way is the way you're going to log in most of the time. It's the one that I think the most common way. Now, we do recommend Internet Explorer, but that is changing with Firefox. If you ever have a feature in the back office that doesn't work right or just that doesn't look right, it's typically because you're on Firefox or some other browser, but if you let us know, we're going to do our very best to make it compatible with whatever browser you're on. And Tori, I think you've got most of the Firefox issues.
What Firefox issue that has not been fixed is when you try and save it off the phone.
Right.
For some reason, Firefox runs
really bad. Okay. But if you use Internet Explorer, you're going to see everything the sites have to offer. Enter your primary domain name and follow up with /login is how you log into the back office of the website. I still from time to time get people calling me asking how you log into your website. It's your domain name /login. And if you save this to your favorite places on your browser, then you can get to it quickly. Another hint is the password is case sensitive. So if you can't log in for any reason, check your cap locks. And another big hint is use that Remember Me feature. Don't use that if you're on somebody else's computer. But if you're on your own computer, that's what I highly recommend you do. And that way you don't have to remember it all the time. And press login now when you're in the back office. The other standard login features is your forgot password feature. And you have to know your username in order to use that. And what will happen is if you use that, it will email you your account, whatever email you have for your account, your username and password. If you forgot your username, then you either have to call Mary, but the easiest way is to open a ticket at supersmartsupport.com. Has everybody here created an account at supersmartsupport.com? Except you? You have not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And include your name so we know who it is. include the domain of your site, and you can pass it before to your email. That's through supersmartsupport.com. Then we have the secure login. We created this because there are some people out there that they're using credit card information and they just want to be a little bit more secure, transfer information back and forth. There is a secure login. It's supersmartbackoffice.com login. And there's another way. You can click the secure login on your login page. And it comes up a little different. It's a little different looking login screen. You need to enter your website domain name. Oh, by the way, I pointed this out. Does everybody know secure websites and what they look like? If you don't, it's a HTTPS. S standing for secure. And there'll also be a little lock sign over here. And that lock sign also stands for secure encryption. Alright, and that means it just jumbles everything up so nobody can intercept it. Put in your website name and your username and password as usual, and just click login now, and you'll be on the secure version of the website. And then we have the PDA login. For those of you that use your PDAs, PDA stands for, anybody know?
Personal Digital Assistant.
Oh, gosh. We're going to run out of ducks. It is Personal Digital Assistant. Let's see. Yes? So there you go. And your special PDA login, for those of you that have it, I just passed it, is your domainname.com PDA login. What that allows you to do is fit it on your cell phone screen. Now, you don't have as much flexibility logging in on the PDA, but you can get to most of your data. You just enter your username, your password as usual, click the Remember Me button, especially on the PDAs, and click Login Now. And you'll see that it fits your screen perfectly. And you'll be able to search for your leads. You can click a name, and it actually pulls up all that individual's information. So with the PDAs, you can click that, and you can email the person. Or you can click their telephone number right there, call the person. Any questions about logging in? Pretty simple stuff. Excellent. We're moving along. Navigating with SuperSmart websites. What this lesson will cover is the redirect login feature, how to quickly navigate to buy, sell, borrow, and save sites, left side versus top side navigation, and what is the first page after you log in? Is it the admin homepage, the follow-up log, the to-do list, or is it the contact us email leads? Okay, Gus, come get your super smart cup. Correct answer is any of them. Okay, what I'd like you to do is slide down your page and let's go to your website administration settings. And let's give that a flip. This information, when we first set up your websites, from time to time we may put something in there like a small typo, or maybe we didn't get the information correct. Maybe you changed your telephone number or anything like that. All this information is at the top. So you have your company name, which that's going to appear on the public side of your website. In the banner will be your company name. Your address. Now, I took my address out because I was showing somebody an example here what else they could do. But you can put anything you want here in the address. If you don't want your address in there for whatever reason, put something like that in there. Dress it up a little bit. Now, over here on the right, you can display on site or not display on site. So if you put some flashy in there, your company address, you can leave this out, take that out of there, and nobody knows your exact address, but they know what city you're in and they know what state you're in. All right, and then display on the website. Your phone number, your voicemail number, your vanity number. Now, the vanity number is just simply so you can type letters in there. So it's not all numbers. And then you have your fax, your mobile phone number. And again, I recommend you fill this out because if we ever need to contact you for any reason, this is the data we go by. But you can choose not to display it on the website if that's what you, choose not to do. If you choose 24-hour recorded message, you won't see it on the main part of your website. That down here, you don't see that listed beside my telephone number. But when people go to the Contact Us page, that's what will be displayed, and it'll be displayed just like this is right here, 24-hour recorded message. Okay. Then we have your primary email. Now, Tori, I think we figured this out last time. Was it colon or semicolon to add an additional one? Just a comma. Okay, neither. If you need to add more emails to here, use a comma and then add an additional email. Or you can add another email down here. So I have, this is my main email that I use up here. But I also have another one that I use when I'm doing training called Sample. And that's where I add that one in. SMS, short message service. If you'd like your leads to be forwarded to your cell phone, okay, you can do this. So that's where you can put your telephone number for your cell phone provider, or like I have a Gmail account set up. How many people have their signature set up in their website? Now, let me put it this way. How many people don't have their signature set up in their website? Quite a few of you. Well, I have a special guest coming up here to teach you. We're going to do a... I'm going to get you guys into some more advanced stuff. We're going to start with the basics here. If you already have a Google account, then please sign in. Google has a lot of neat tools to it, so this is why I'm suggesting you all have a Google email account. Okay, everybody got to this page all right? Everybody's logged in? The page I'd like you to go to is my account page. It should just be a little bit short, just like this. All right? Now, from here, I'd like you to click Analytics. Okay, type in your... When you're on this page right here, type in your buy site domain name. I'm going to use my sell site because I set that one up. I deleted it. So mine would be like www.supersmartsellsite.com. Now, you go ahead and click Finish when you've done that, and it's going to give you a code. And everybody sees that code right there, right? If you highlight this and hit Control-C or right-click Copy, whichever you prefer, all right, then what we're going to do is we're going to go back to your website. And if you haven't clicked that edit button on beside your domain name, click the edit button. And it's going to take you to a place where you can just paste in that script. And then once you've done that, click update. Now, it may take about 24 hours for this to work, but this is what you'll get. And then what Google will do is keep track of all the hits to your website. So, for example, my Super Smart Buy site, I go in here to view reports, and it tells me all the different hits I've had to my website. The data in here is quite phenomenal, actually. It tells you your traffic source overview, referring search engines, your content, what people are looking at, okay, and the little view reports underneath here. Go ahead, Dustin.
Couple of slash means darn pages, you know.
That's right here.
The very first one. Right there.
That's your main home
page. Yes, yeah, the root of your website, which is your home page.
That's your home page. So how many people landed on your home page? And then what they viewed. Now up here I like this view reports in the map. Because you look at this, I've had one person from India view my website.
Wow.
I had a person from Colombia view my website. So it's kind of neat. You can go in there and see your statistics. When I click on United States, you can even get a more detailed view of United States. So down here, I click United States, and it'll tell me all the different states that have hit my website. Look at that. Almost nobody from here, but a lot of people from Georgia, Texas, California, Colorado. So it gives you all the different hits to your website. Now, obviously, this website that I'm using is registered in Florida. And that's where, I mean, in Georgia, so that's where all the most of the hits are going to come from.